This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Earlier this week at the Board of Regents Summit, House Speaker Taylor Barra and Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger talked funding for higher education, starting with TOPS.
It is the top of every legislator's mind, particularly when they go home.
The Republican Barra said he encouraged higher ed officials to keep working to make the case that more money is needed.
When in fact we feel like we're maybe losing students out of state, any data that you can supply certainly makes the case stronger.
Leger, a Democrat, sees it differently.
The stories that you tell to the Appropriations Committee are good stories, but it doesn't seem to be doing the trick when it comes time to fund. I would just say I think we have continue to have a major challenge with the Appropriations Committee on the House side.
But Barra says TOPS remains a priority.
Any opportunity after we have scrubbed the budget that there are dollars available in any pot or new revenue that's generated in any effort, I know a lot of folks in the legislature will be certainly interested in adding that funding wherever we can, however we can, to TOPS.
Leger says the cuts to TOPS and colleges have damaged taxpayer confidence.
At some point, you begin to question, what is it really worth if all you're getting is a scholarship to a college that's so terribly underfunded? And it comes down to, when are we going to figure out a way to prioritize investing in the thing that moves the economy the most, having an educated workforce?
And Leger encouraged higher ed officials to campaign hard for more autonomy.
Currently, the legislature sets tuition. Nobody trusts them. Take that authority away from them.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.